This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking London with our Blue Badge guides, Stephen Beck and Robert Helcutt. I'm sort of notoriously a monoglot. I speak only English, you know, and it's a shame. But when I'm in England, I get a particular more close connection with things, obviously, because I speak a language that's close to yours. And the fun thing about England is you've got nicknames for things. You've got all these new skyscrapers. Stephen, what are the nicknames for the skyscrapers?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, what haven't we given a really ridiculous name to? So there's the Gherkin, which was really the first one. So that was the Norman Foster
building.
And
a Gherkin is
what we call a pickle.
A pickle.
So it's a cucumber-shaped building. It's home to the Swiss Re company, Swiss Reinsurance. And then there was the walkie-talkie, which is the Fenchurch Street building, which has a brilliant garden.
And it looks like an old-fashioned walkie-talkie.
Yes. It actually got voted, I think it got voted the ugliest building in England at one point.
Yeah.
And it got a couple of other nicknames because when the architect built this thing, it sort of leans out and it had this unfortunate tendency to grab, when we do have some sunshine in London, and deflect it back onto cars that were parked below and create a bit of a problem with heat and melting. So they called it the Walkie Scorchy. And then it was also known as the Death Star building. So it's got several nicknames.
And then there's the huge, what is it called, the Shard?
Yes.
The Shard, tallest building in London.
The tallest building. And can you go, how do you go up that?
You can. There's a very expensive lookout.
Sort of a
platform,
observation platform.
But the best thing to do is go to the restaurant, which is one floor below, and just have a drink and still have the same view.
Probably for less than the cost of going
to
there.
Is it £35 or something?
It's very expensive, isn't it, to get to the top? And I think you're right, the drink is a better deal.
Just buy yourself a drink.
I think there's some law in England when you take this public space and you take away views and lines of sight, you have to provide
public access.
Because just next to St. Paul's Cathedral, just past the apse, there's a skyscraper and you can go up there and there's a
The one we went to, isn't it?
It's AstroTurf. It's a wonderful
new
cocktail
change.
Bar.
That's right.
You can go there and just enjoy the view.
And wonderful views of the Dome of St. Paul's from that building.
It's called New Change.
Number one, New Change.